It's Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com and team this year. So what, how's that transition gone for you so far? I know we have a very limited baseline, but how's it feel so far?
It's been excellent so far. You know, we've all worked really well together, and I've been impressed with how quickly we've grown to work with each other, and it's been really good for all of us so far. We had a little rough first practice night, and then we came here and practiced Thursday, and we made some steps in the right direction, I think. And even hot lapping last night, we weren't very good, but we finally got to the point where I think we needed to be. We struggled with tightness all two test sessions so far, and then we were finally two free there the other night in hot lap. So it gave me a little bit of relief. Even though we weren't any good, we finally had surpassed that tightness a little bit. So hopefully we can start working in the right direction here, and hopefully we can just have a good showing.
You're probably anxious to go last night, and then the rain kept us from that. Was that disappointing?
Yeah, a little bit, but you know, there's not a whole lot of people in the pit area that want to race and stuff like that either. So it was discouraging, but it was also it was a blessing not have to run all of our equipment in that kind of racetrack. So I think we're definitely going to have a lot better racing surface today, and things can be a lot better racing for the fans.
Coming to this team, it's not like you transitioned to just a completely unfamiliar operation. I mean, your dad had driven for the Masters for a long time before, so that had to ease the transition a little bit.
Yeah, most definitely. Mastersville's had a lot of success, and they've done a lot in the racing world and done a lot for a lot of people, and I'm just excited to try and carry on that tradition. And we put this team together in about 6-7 weeks, and it came together a lot faster than I thought it would, and it came better really a lot better than I thought it would. So I'm just excited to get the season started. This place has never been my strong point, but I'm hoping we can just get out of here, have a good run, and carry on the East Bay.
With your dad not racing full time now, how much of a resource is he to fall back on?
Huge. He does a lot, and he's every time I've came in, he's been in my window talking to me about stuff and maybe something I could do better, or something that I did good on, or something like that. So it's a huge resource to have, and it's good to have him around to help the whole team improve. And just to have that relationship with him and Tater, that they worked so many years together, won a lot of races together. So it's just it's nice that they have such a good relationship, and maybe Dad can communicate with Tater in a little bit better way than I can, just because they've known each other for years. And I mean, I've known Tater for years, but they've worked together so much. Right. So I'm just excited to keep on, having that, and hopefully. Everything's been good so far, man. We've been running pretty good. Had a good practice night, like I said, and I think it's only going to get better from here.
All right, last question, and I'll let you go. Do a little compare and contrast your driving style versus Don O'Neill's driving style.
Well, I don't know that it's a whole lot different. Like they always say, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So hopefully, man, we have the success they did back in the day. So I'm very, very, I'm a big believer that it's going to, we're going to have that success, whether it be this year, next year, 3 years down the road. It just, I know we're going to get there. I just don't know how long it's going to take. So, but I'm a firm believer that we're going to get there.
All right. Thank you very much, Hudson. Good luck to you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That's Hudson O'Neill. I'm Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com. Keep up with the live updates all night from Golden Isles.